Can you coax your mind from its wandering and keep to the original oneness? Can you let your body become supple as a newborn child's? Can you cleanse your inner vision until you see nothing but the light? Can you love people and lead them without imposing your will? Can you deal with the most vital matters by letting events take their course? Can you step back from your own mind and thus understand all things? Giving birth and nourishing, having without possessing, acting with no expectations, leading and not trying to control. This is the supreme virtue.
And a contemporary reading by the Unitarian Universalist minister, Reverend Manish Mishra Marzetti. Nothing is static. The ground shifts, sometimes slowly, sometimes like an earthquake, reminding us that the solidity we often love and seek is an illusion. The crumbling dust of the desert plains, the moist fertility of farmlands, the eroding coastline of tidal shores, all are changing. Committees dissolve or are created. Leaders retire or step away. Ministers come and go. Bylaws are amended. New experiences lead to new truths which foster evolution, the natural course of life always pushing us toward greater understandings of what it means to be human. Everything about our existence points toward change, flexibility, and dynamic recreation. And it's hard because change involves loss. Can we hold the losses well while not holding ourselves back? The ground shifts, sometimes slowly, sometimes like an earthquake. Nothing is static. I am so glad to be here. I am so glad to be with you all. Would you take a moment and look at yourselves again? You're so beautiful. Do you know this? Just look. Would you indulge me? Hey, everybody. You're looking awesome. You've given me such a warm welcome in the last few days. I can't even tell you. I just want to thank you for everything that so many people have done to make me feel welcome. Adults and children alike. It is wonderful to be here and to look at you and to wonder and hope about what we will do together and who we will be together at this new partnership is unfolding. Manish Mishra Marzetti says, everything about our existence points toward change, flexibility, and dynamic recreation. Does this sound familiar? Change, flexibility, dynamic recreation. In the last congregation I served, I had the good fortune to go through a ministerial transition, not as the one coming in, but as the one who was staying on. I was one of two clergy, and I say good fortune because it gave me a lot of empathy for what I imagine you might be going through now on your side of this ministerial transition. 3 years into my time in Fairfax, my senior colleague, Mary Catherine, left to take a new position. I had adored her, I still do. I was very sad to see her go, even though I was very happy for her. Where she was going was a great fit. We gave her a great send-off. It was all good. Our board hired an interim minister. I know you know all about interim ministers. And ours was named Jennifer, just like your previous minister. And Jennifer, my Jennifer, turned out to be wonderful. I loved her too, and I still do. But her coming in was a big adjustment for me and the whole congregation. And I remember my biggest surprise during that time was how much energy it took just to get used to the presence of a new person in that role. My Jennifer was fantastic, and I know yours is too. But she was different, and different takes energy to adapt to. The little stuff actually turned out to be harder than the big stuff. At least I found it so. I knew that I would have to be flexible and adaptable about the big things. You know, I was ready for different work styles, different communication styles, different theologies, different priorities for the ministry. I was tracking all that, and I felt like I was being super mindful about just staying open to all those changes. But it was the little stuff. It was the little stuff that got me. In Mary Catherine's office, there was this little green three-legged wooden stool that I used to set my tea on whenever we met in her office, as we did each week. Now, I don't know where the stool came from. It was a kind of a rickety stool, actually, and it's a wonder my tea never fell over. But, you know, I was used to it. It was that stool that was always there. And one day I went in to meet with Jennifer. Well, she had moved the stool. She had stuck it in a corner of the room, out of the way. I had been doing so well with change. But in that moment, all I could say was, "Where's my stool?" It was ridiculous. But I felt really bereft. I thought, where am I going to put my tea now? I don't like this. I don't want this. And I caught myself in the middle of this disorientation reaction, this distress which was so out of proportion to actual events. And I suddenly realized that this is what people mean when they say that transitions are hard in unexpected ways. That rickety little stool in that moment had become an emblem of the grief I felt at the loss of my closeness with my dear, dear former colleague. The deep and complex grief that I felt at the end of that very significant relationship in my life, in spite of all my excitement about getting to know my new colleague, who was wonderful. And so I want to pause and honor the grief, which is surely in this room right now, right alongside the excitement that we feel about the beginning of this new ministry. I am so excited to be with you. I love you already. And I know that you're excited to have me here, and I feel very grateful for that. I just want to say it's okay to feel ambivalent too. It's just part of life. It's okay to miss the other ministers you have known. It's okay to miss how things used to be, even if you're excited about where we're going. I feel that way too sometimes. It's all part of the process of forming new relationships and new ways of being together. So I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, aren't I? You have already navigated the interim time very beautifully. But now you are entering another time of change, flexibility, and dynamic recreation, part two, as this new ministry begins. And I am too. So I thought I would share three things that have helped me during transition times of my own. And the first thing is a suggestion for all of us. The second is a promise that I will make to you. And the third is a favor that I will ask of you. So first, the suggestion. I have one suggestion for this moment when we are just beginning to get to know each other. And the suggestion is this. Let's take it slow. Let things evolve. Don't make changes too fast. Now, I will say that in this national moment, this may seem incredibly counterintuitive. Over the last few days, almost every single day, I don't know about you, but for me, the news coming out of the White House has heightened my sense of outrage, distress, and urgency. So why would I tell you to slow down during this extraordinary moment in our common life? There will indeed be moments when we have to act very quickly and clearly. Charlottesville last weekend was certainly one. In fact, I do want to tell you that I'm really happy and excited to be participating right now in the founding of a new interfaith organization in our community. You may have heard that Rabbi David Katz of Temple Bethel has just begun to found an agency or an organization called Peninsula Heart, Historic Area Religions Together. So very timely. This is something we need. I am honored to be participating. There will be opportunities for all of you to participate. We will talk much more about that soon. So I don't mean, when I say slow down, I don't mean that we should stop responding in emergencies when a response is clearly needed. But what I hope that we can do is take some time, us together, getting to know each other before we make too many changes. Because it will take time for us to form the new relationships that will allow us to act effectively, act creatively down the road. It just takes a little bit of time. Do you remember Frog and Toad? Grow seeds, grow. Are they growing? I don't think so, not yet. But why not? Because they're just not ready. We know that seeds grow in their own good time. They need some time underground, some time just to be and grow slowly before they're ready to stretch those first little green leaves up toward the sun. And truly, it is the same with ministry. I believe that. Almost every congregational consultant out there will tell you for the first 6 months of a new ministry, do you know what my job is? My job is to pay attention. My job is to get to know you, to listen and learn and appreciate who you are, to listen and learn and appreciate and go slow. These experts warn ministers, do not make any big changes for 6 months at least. Do you know why? Because we don't know what we're doing yet. We just don't. I mean, I bring some skills and experience, but this place, this congregation is brand new to me, and I have a lot to learn about how things work here, learning the history, learning you and what you care about, learning what things mean, and you're learning about me too. I think this is our underground time, just for a little bit. We've planted some seeds, and they are growing. But it is good to have some underground time when we are watching and listening and learning, and it can't be rushed. The little green seeds that are just barely beginning to grow today will stretch and unfold and grow into a strong and beautiful tree. This, I do believe. We just need to give it a little bit of time and let those seeds grow at their own pace. The part that's a little bit magical is we don't actually know what that tree is going to look like. We don't yet know what we will be together and do together. It will unfold. And this is where the beautiful passage we heard from the Tao Te Ching was really speaking to me this week. Giving birth and nourishing having without possessing, acting with no expectations. Oh, it's so hard, but it's good. Leading and trying not to control. I think that's what we're all called to do together for this time, to nourish the seeds of what we're growing, to love what emerges, to nourish the ministry together and allow it to evolve. So what else will help these seeds of ministry grow? One thing, and it's very important, is the trustworthiness of your minister. And this one is all on me. So I want to make you a promise right now. I promise you that I will do my best to be worthy of your trust. If I tell you I will do something, I will do my best to do it. And if I can't do it after all, at the very least, I will do my best to let you know I can't and why. I will do my best to keep confidences, to treat each one of you with respect, and to follow the highest standards of ethics for my profession. That is my promise to you, and I think it's important to say it out loud. I think it's important to say it out loud, especially in this national moment where so many of us are feeling betrayed by political leadership at the highest levels. You deserve a trustworthy leader, and that is all on me. So I will do my best to water the seeds of this shared ministry by being worthy of your trust. That is my promise. And I have a favor to ask of you. I told you I was going to ask you a favor. And this is it. If you are surprised by something I do or say, let's talk about it. Could I ask that of you? And if you are confused about something I do or say, or if you are upset or angry, let's talk about it. If you like something I'm doing, that's nice to hear too. But basically, what I ask is that you and I communicate, because I will tell you right now, we are going to surprise each other often. It is inevitable, and it's not a problem. It's completely normal. Part of our work of watering the seeds of ministry is to know that we're bringing different experiences to this new relationship. We're bringing our different perspectives, histories, cultures, ways of thinking, and sometimes we are going to surprise each other. Back in Fairfax, I never will forget my interim colleague's first Sunday. The custom there was for the ministers to greet people after the service by walking to the back of the room, to the doors, and standing at the doors at the back of the sanctuary. Well, that first Sunday, my colleague and I walked back to the doors at the end of the service. I had explained to her that is what we do here. But what do you think she did? She stood on the wrong side of the doors. For some reason, lost in the mists of time, that congregation had a tradition that the ministers always stood, always on the left side of the doors. No reason that I can know, but it's what we did. It's just what we did. But my new colleague planted herself confidently on the right side of the doors. You would not believe how many people told her, "You're standing on the wrong side." We all laughed about it. And it became a real touchstone for me. This is what change is like. Frankly, Eva had to tell me right before the service that I should ring the bell before we went into silence as well as after. I didn't know that. You guys would have been thinking, "Where's the bell? Where's the bell?" So thank you, Eva. We are going to surprise each other in a lot of ways. You will do things that surprise me. I will surely do things that surprise you. And some of those surprises will feel very joyful. I hope we can celebrate those unexpected moments of delight. And I can tell you that we will hit some bumps in the road. We will have some tough moments where the surprises maybe don't feel so good. And we will navigate those together too. The main thing is to keep talking and keep listening. Communicate, communicate, communicate. The favor I ask of you is simply to let me know what is on your mind and on your heart. I will listen. The greatest gift you can give me is your truth. You know, back in Fairfax, I did eventually get over the loss of my little green stool. Frankly, I realized that if I wanted, I could take that stool back to my office. But, you know, after I calmed down, I looked at that stool, I really looked at it, and I realized, you know, that is one rickety stool. And so I started setting my tea mug down on the nearby file cabinet instead. And you know what? It was okay. It was really okay. All that year, we tended those tender green shoots of shared ministry together. And by the end of our time together, I like to think that they had borne strong and lovely fruit. You have done this before, and now we will do it together. Could you help me encourage these seeds just a little bit? Would you repeat with me just once in your most confident and loving tone? Could we say together, grow seeds?
Grow seeds.
Thank you. Amen. Blessed be. May it be so.